Talk a little. First of all, it's great to be back with everybody. Just a public service announcement this evening. For those of you who attend the Shemesh Shulchan Aruch, it's been moved to 7:30 instead of 8 o'clock. I will nonetheless try to procure the necessary refreshments that we have on a weekly basis. I will, B'ezrat Hashem, be talking a little bit about my trip to America at that point. Moshe Rabbeinu, we are introduced in this week's Parsha to the greatest Navi of all time, the Manhik Yisrael, who Kam B'Yisrael K'moshe Od. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, is if we had to put him in contemporary terms, we would call him the Bomb Diggity. No? Is that what we would say? He's awesome. He's the man. He's the cheese. He is Moshe. Now, what's interesting is that we know a lot about Moshe from our, even a very cursory reading of the portion. We know a lot about Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is famous for being brought up in Beis Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu is famous for hitting the Mitzri who tried to kill the Yehudi. Moshe Rabbeinu is famous for saving Jethro's daughters. Moshe Rabbeinu is famous for a lot of wonderful things. If you think about it, look, you know, again, Beis Paro, he lived in a house of Makom Avodah Zarah, terribleness, and he emerged unscathed spiritually. He was still fantastic. He, with his superhuman strength and his unbelievable courage, was able to kill the Mitzri. And of course, as I mentioned before, Yisro's daughters. But what's interesting is that when the Torah tells us about Moshe being chosen as a Manhig Yisrael, as the leader of the Jews, it is not related to any of those wonderful, superhuman, superhero qualities, but rather a very, very basic, a very, very non-dramatic, a very, very normal episode. Says the Torah, we are in Bereishit. No, I lied. We're in Shmos, Paragimel, Pasuk Aleph. Umoshe hayaro et soni trochot. No. Kohen Midian, Moshe worked for his father-in-law. He was a shepherd. He would lead the flock through the desert. When he came to this mountain, suddenly the Malach of Hashem appeared to Moses within the flames of the fire within the bush, whatever that means. Look at this. This sneh, this bush is burning, but it is not being consumed. Vayomer Moshe, Asura na veret hamare hagadol hazeh, madua lo yivar hasneh. Holy smokes! Pun intended, says Moshe. Smokes. Bush is burning. Smokes. Excitement. Holy smokes, says Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a talking, burning bush. Vayar Hashem kisar lirot vaykray la velukim mitoch hasneh vayomer. Moshe, Moshe. Not that I assume God sounds like that. Vayomer, hineni, here I am. Vayomer, al tikrav halom, shal nalecha mi'arag lecha, etc. Vayomer, Hashem, ra'o ra'iti et aniyam mi'asher b'mitzrayim, ve'et tzakatam shamati mipnei nogshav, ki yadati et machovav. So basically, after of all the wonderful things that Moshe has done in the Jewish history, it's after he is walking with sheep that a God chooses him to be the Manhig Yisrael, which is very, very odd. After Moshe hits the Mitzri to save the Yehudi, now you are chosen to be Manhig Yisrael. After Moshe leaves Beit Paro spiritually unscathed, now you're ready to be the Manhig Yisrael. After Moshe saves Jethro's daughters, now you're ready to be a Manhig Yisrael. But no, Moshe is chosen, Moshe is appointed by God to be the Manhig Yisrael after this episode of his shepherdingness. Very, very odd. The Medrash explains, kind of, the Medrash explains that there's a story that happened here. What happened? You guys know this Medrash? Moshe Rabbeinu was leading his flock along with his shepherding pole, and one of the sheep ran away. Ran away, who knows where he went. Moshe Rabbeinu ran after the sheep. I think the Medrash even says he picked up the sheep and carried the sheep back to the flock on his shoulders. Says the Medrash, Hashem said to himself, someone who can care so much for a member of his flock, that person is someone who is destined, or someone who is able, someone who is suited to become the leader of the Jewish people. You see, people sometimes assume that leadership, hi Dina, that leadership, that success is based upon incredible bravery, incredible courage, and some attributes that are very, very hard to come by. But the Torah tells us otherwise. The Torah tells us that you don't have to be incredibly courageous or heroic or brilliant. These aren't the attributes required by a Jewish leader. Rather, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us is that don't focus on the super, on the crazy, on the out of the ordinary qualities that people might have, but really the key to becoming a leader, the key to becoming a Manhig Yisrael, is found not in the crazy, unbelievable, remarkable, fantastic qualities, but are the very, very basic qualities that we all innately have inside of us. You don't have to be incredibly courageous to leap over tall buildings in a single bound. You don't have to be a daredevil. You don't have to be this super. You just have to have the basic qualities that each and every Jew has inside. For example, your compassion. Moshe Rabbeinu clearly had compassion for that little sheep. Love, commitment, consistency, humility. These are attributes that we all have deep down inside. And says the Torah, or says Hashem, these are the attributes necessary to become a leader for Klal Yisrael. Once upon a time, not really so long ago, there was a guy who made Aliyah. We'll call him Bernard. I don't know why. So Bernard, he made Aliyah. He was a young guy, 27, 26 years old, very, very well educated. And he comes to join the army. He's called up. You get a letter from Lishkat HaGiyus, the office of recruiting. I remember my visit. It did not go well. You get your letter from Lishkat HaGiyus, from the recruiting office, and you go there, and they run a series of tests. Like, they have you run around the room, see, you know, how fast your heart is beating, I fainted, jokes. They ask you the interview questions, you know, what you do, you know, can you do this, can you do that? They do like a psychological testing, fine. So this guy, Bernard, he comes and he runs around the gym like everybody else, and they take, you know, his blood, they do a blood test. Then it gets time for the interview. You know, there's this, you guys with me? I'm not sure if Shrek coherent, I haven't slept in like 4 weeks. We're good? This guy, so Bernard, he comes up for the interview, and the big burly sergeant behind the desk says to me, says to him, no, it really wasn't me. It really wasn't me. You'll see in a second. Says to the guy behind the, there's the guy. You know, he has a checklist he's supposed to check out, right? So, any debilitating injuries? No. Fine. Any allergies? Fine. Checklist. One of the questions that he got to was, are you literate? So Bernard said, am I literate? Well, let's see. I have a BA from Harvard. Whatever. I have a BA from Harvard. I went to Columbia Law School, and I got a PhD in biology as well, because I was doing patent law. So that's my story. So the guy says, okay, literate, check. Bernard was trying to impress this drill sergeant by saying, look what I can do. I'm amazing. I graduated Harvard. I graduated Columbia. I graduated. I have some kind of a PhD. And all the guy wanted to know is the basics. You see, we always assume that in order to be the best person we can be, we have to be that much more. We have to be amazing at this, super at that, incredible at this. But what the Torah is telling us here is that really to excel, really to become a Jewish leader, really to become the best person you can be, you just have to make sure you have the basics down pat. Are you nice? Are you mekabel kol adam b'sefer panim yafot? Do you smile at people? Do you treat people nicely? Do you treat yourself nicely? Are you committed to something? Are you committed to your friends? Are you committed to your family? Are you committed to your roommates? Are you committed to Torah? Are you committed to Hashem? You don't have to be some kind of a math whiz in order to be a perfect person. You just have to take those midos that are innately inside of you and make sure to sharpen them, make sure that you can become the best, not person in the world, but the best that you could be. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to be superheroes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be superhumans. Thank you very much. Pleasant evening. Oh, Shemesh Shmuel 7:30. Shemesh Shmuel 7:30.
Kayla, how do I turn it on?
What?
You did it in tweet.
How do you mean?
Like